I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. Milwaukee Public Schools will bring back some special education students for in-person learning after repeated warnings from the state and threats of financial sanctions. The Department of Public Instruction has been urging MPS since October to provide in-person services for students whose Individualized Education Plans, or IEPs, cannot be fulfilled with distance learning. MPS put off in-person services for months, despite the instructions from DPI. MPS Board President Larry Miller says the district was waiting for teachers to get vaccinated.
You can't social distance with the students that really need face-to-face instruction and need that kind of face-to-face support. We all have been looking at this as a board and as administration very carefully because we understand the needs of these students. But we were not going to jeopardize the health and safety of everybody involved. So what we had been telling DPI is that let's get our folks vaccinated and then we can do some transition.
Other large districts that have stayed virtual this year, including Madison and Racine, have been serving limited numbers of students with disabilities in person. DPI believes MPS is the only district not offering in-person services for students whose IEPs require them. Now DPI is forcing MPS's hand. On January 7th, State Superintendent Carolyn Stanford Taylor told MPS to provide in-person education for certain students by early February or risk losing state funding. The DPI order came to light during a school board meeting Tuesday. MPS Superintendent Keith Posley proposed bringing a limited number of special education students back to three school buildings starting February 8th.
There's a number of things that we need to do to be 100% ready, but I rest assured that we will be ready on February 8th to provide instruction.
Several school board members objected to the mandate from DPI. Miller says it will be difficult to get special education teachers even their first vaccine dose in time.
We need time to keep everybody safe. And I feel like folks at DPI are not even considering that.
The president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, Amy Mizialko, testified Tuesday against the DPI order.
It's very important to note that while DPI and Carolyn Stanford Taylor are happy to sacrifice the special education staff of this district, the MTEA will not go along with that plan.
WUWM requested interviews with MPS administration, MTEA, and DPI. DPI declined. MPS and MTEA did not respond. MPS is hoping to select teachers for in-person classes on a volunteer basis. Miller says at least 300 special education students are expected to return to buildings. Whether other MPS students will go back in person at all this school year remains to be seen. The school board set tentative return dates in April, but they're dependent on vaccination and community infection rates. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.